The Red Eye Report has t-shirts, tank tops, and pop sockets for sale on our website, theredeyereport.com. Shirts are $19.99 and pop sockets are $14.99. RER merch is shipped through Amazon and is eligible for Prime shipping. So if you need a new shirt or a way to stand your damn phone up, consider snagging some cool RER gear. Thanks for supporting the show. Okay, I think we're live here, boys. We ready?
Sure.
No, I'm not.
Well, we're going anyway.
Sure. Fuck, sure. We're live.
All right. Doing it live.
In this episode of the Red Eye Report, we talk about astral projection and other hokey bullshit. But seriously, the U.S. government has spent millions of dollars researching this shit and running secret programs. With me tonight is Teddy. He's currently having an out-of-body experience right now. Not really. He's just super high and retarded.
I am also right. Masturbating in the third dimension.
One before the other.
We also have Ashtray. He consistently leaves his body and enters the body of another man. I don't think that's an out of body of experience, though. I think it's just being gay.
Hey, man, no. It ain't gay if I'm not letting them inside me. I'm the one doing the inside. I'm a top.
It's only gay if you push back, bro.
Yeah, right.
We have Jesus. Mystic. Mystic is actually an astral plane creature that can't find his way back to heighten consciousness.
So he said fucking had a family.
So he just keeps on getting too high, and now he can't cross over.
I can't remember how to
do
it.
Coming back. Up. Why you keep picking on the weed?
And then finally there's me, Oracle. I don't know if this astral projection thing is legit or not, but I'm going to have a good time getting high and bullshitting about it. And this is the Red Eye Report.
This is fake?
Well, I don't know. You be the fucking fake judge. I'm going to give you the deets.
Fake?
So let's start it off with a moment of inhalance.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah, we have to wait for our hipster fucking...
My technology's warming up.
You see how I was heating mine up before, right? Like during the fucking introduction? You see how that worked?
You notice how I go the classic route?
Ashtray is using a My Light.
Fucking A right, I am.
Are we ready?
Yep.
I'm ready.
Yes. All right.
That's some premium 420 right there, fellas.
Tastes really good. Mimosa.
That's what it's called.
Mimosa?
Mm-hmm. Tastes like a mimosa.
If anybody ever tells me the weed I'm buying is named Mimosa, I'm going to slap him in the face.
I just want a bag of weed.
Right. I just want a regular bag of weed.
Right? It's like going in and ordering a regular coffee at Starbucks now. Right? Like, what? What's that?
Just give it to me, black.
Yeah. This is Moontucky Sunrise.
Moontucky Sunrise.
Yeah. Because this makes you want to fuck your sister. That's how good it is.
Under the moonlight in Kentucky. Well,
definitely right. Give me three of those.
So we're talking about astral projection. And I saw this Vice article about fucking Redditors. It always starts with Redditors. Like anything that is interesting in the world right now starts
straight
on Reddit.
Pieces of shit. Basically
starts on
right, and so there's these Redditors, and during the lockdown they were using fucking astral projection to supposedly infiltrate the Pentagon, to go to fucking Area 51, to fucking like do all these things.
These Redditors are just claiming this by writing it down.
Well, they're claiming that they're able to do this, and if you look up astral projection, if you want to go down a fucking hippy dippy weirdo rabbit hole, just look it up on YouTube, because there are all these videos about how you fucking do it. Basically, what astral projection, you get into this super relaxed state, and through training, supposedly, you can train your consciousness or your soul to leave your body.
Oh my God.
To a point where you can actually traverse astral
don't
planes.
Knock the science, okay?
And you could go, you know, you could go to things. And this is related to like remote viewing. So you guys have probably heard of remote viewing.
Well, didn't the CIA try to?
I have not heard of remote viewing. Yeah, what so is remote viewing?
That's the thing where it's like, hey, what's the new Russian sub? And then they
you
put
ever
people...
seen the movie The Men Who Stare at Goats, Teddy?
Yes.
I have not. I thought I thought that movie was about MK Ultra, so I didn't.
Well,
I didn't,
actually, MK Ultra is related to this. There is a relation to this. So yeah, there's fucking Redditors, and they're getting into this shit. They call themselves the Astral Army. But hey, you know what? If they can save fucking GameStop, then
the
more
Astral
power to them.
Army?
Yeah, the Astral Army.
But I guess what did they do?
They're just banding together, and they're like, "Oh yeah,
Astral
we're traveling to the fucking moon. We're
kind of like a live action role play, basically.
Kinda, yeah, that's basically what it is. But they're, you know,
I mean, don't get me wrong, I can meditate
our
and have
powers,
weird ass
we can
right.
go farther distance.
Exactly, but they're so far up their own asses, and they're like, "Yeah, we went to the Pentagon, and then these fucking psyops, green berets, fucking came after us.
Fucking
it's
hate
like,
the psyops, green berets. God. They're always waiting for you."
Right, and it's like, dude, I think you were just playing Control.
This sounds more like fanboy erotic fiction.
Right. Well, this actually extends far beyond Reddit and has a history well beyond Reddit. So they say that there is some sort of astral projection that goes back to the ancient Romans, ancient Chinese, and throughout all these fucking religious, stuff like that.
Called hallucinogens.
Right. Well, and this could be a factor in that, in kind of opening it up. So what they're comparing it to is they say, and it really does have a parallel with hallucinogens, in that our experience is limited to, we can only see so much, right? We filter out a lot of stuff. And by tapping into this, whether it is, through hallucinogens, they, like a deprivation chamber would be something. Some of the things that they there's a wiki how on how to fucking do astral projection, so I'll read that later. But you're basically shifting your consciousness outside of that.
Sure. The trouble is if you know, how do you know you really have, like, say, gone to the Pentagon? It's not just a dream in your own head.
Well, you know, and that's the thing is they can't confirm it. But if you were the people that are trying to do experiments with this or whatever, they like have a card and they turn it over and they don't know what's on the card. So then they use their astral fucking body to turn the card over. To read the card.
I can tell you if they went
there. And have they been able to do that? That's just like Ghostbusters. Remember at the very beginning?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's based on this shit.
But that doesn't. But that's. I mean, that's like guessing the fucking coin flip, dude. There's an element of luck and shit to it. You know what I mean? Like it.
Well,
I don't
if it's
know.
A
it's
if it's a
so,
deck of cards,
dude,
like you're saying, but.
So why are you so quick to say denounce it, Mystic? I mean.
Because all it is your fucking mind using its imagination to create these things.
Like, you can't.
You can't fucking send your soul to fucking different. What the fuck?
Well, you would have to, like. You'd have to try in a separate room, say, like, while you're astral projecting, like, I'm going to write something on the chalkboard in this room.
Right.
But you're going to be in a completely separate room.
Okay.
Where you can't see what's going on here, but if you can astral project into this other room,
You're telling me that successfully that's what I mean.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But
they
say these things.
They
say these things, but no, they can't.
Have any of them prove have
all
these.
Right. Well,
let me tell you
a little bit more about this. Proved,
all proved, right. Okay. All
I mean, part of the reason why I wanted to do this.
Wow me.
Part of the reason why I wanted to do this is because I knew Mystic would fucking rip on it the whole time. All right. So the U.S. Army.
God is really loves us, fellas.
The U.S. Army actually funded an astral projection research and project in the 1980s, and they leaned into this quite a bit. So there is this center. So the program was called Project Center Lane, and basically what they were doing is they were taking Army officers. So they were skeptical of like mystics and psychics and shit like that. So they're like, well, we're going to take Army officers. We are going to select the ones that we think are going to be the best for this, ones that have an open mind, that are fucking intelligent, and we're going to send them to get trained how to do this stuff. And they were doing this throughout the 80s. So they were going to a place called the Monroe Institute. And Monroe, so the Monroe Institute, there was this guy, Robert Monroe, and basically he was involved with like audio stuff. So he did like radio shows, television, things like that. And eventually started doing this research into what we would consider to be binaural beats. Do you guys know what the binaural beats are?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Sounds that you supposedly right. listen to that make your brain do shit.
Yeah. So what they say with that is that you have offset by like 4 hertz or whatever, and your brain is kind of splitting the difference between that. So you can actually change the vibrations of your brain. And they can, so he was really interested in initially like, okay, well, how can you relax somebody? How can you do, get more productivity or whatever? And eventually he started to have these like really extreme out of body experiences. So he's like, holy shit, there's something really going on here. So he publishes these books in the 70s, and by the 80s, the Army becomes seriously involved, in this. Joseph McMonagall said contributes to 450 remote viewing things sessions. So this shit was going on, and sorry, fucking weed just hit me, so I just lost my spot. Okay,
I saw the exact moment we rewind. Right. Yeah,
okay, yeah. All right, I'm back on track.
Terror in his eyes.
Fucking back on track. So anyway, this was going on, and the CIA was also involved with a remote viewing. So the Army was trying to do astral projection shit so soldiers could fucking enlighten their consciousness or some shit like that. And when they were doing this, they actually did this thing where they remote viewed or maybe astral projected to 1 billion BC on Mars. And they were saying that there were these super tall, like ancient people on Mars. Like these are fucking Army officers that are doing this, like hundreds of Army officers. So that shit's going on. The CIA is doing remote viewing, or at least that's what's been released. And that's where you're like, you sit in a room and they're like, okay, where's the Russian submarine base? And apparently they discovered like some top secret base through remote viewing. Like, I don't know how legit that is. There was
Who made this claim?
The CIA. So oh, so
this is from the CIA.
Yeah,
or
the
just
people that were involved in the CIA, and fucking they actually there was this one woman, and I think it was in the Army program where a plane went down in Africa, and they could not find it with like all the spy planes and shit that they had at that time. And they fucking, this woman was able to pinpoint it within like 10 miles or something from like a base in, I don't know where it was. It was like in Ohio or something like that. So the Army kept with it. So the Army or the Defense Department still has programs with this. They're just not, you know, open with it. So this actually...
That's because if people found out that their tax dollars were going to fund some fucking... Right. Something that was based off a video game in the fucking 1990s, then they'd be pissed.
So this actually, it's really interesting where these programs came from and kind of, you know, why were they so concerned with this? So it kind of, it goes back to World War II, actually. And in World War II, the Nazis were very much interested in the occult. And they were doing all this shit. They were collecting these artifacts and these runes. They were doing crazy ass fucking things in the concentration camps where they were testing on people.
And they like, were damn, they just die.
Right. Still but they're doing like black life. Magic fucking shit. Like they were finding like babies' skulls and shit and like fucking, you know, whatever, pentagrams or whatever the fuck they were doing. They were doing, you know.
Really? There was an actual pentagram?
Oh, yeah. Dude, there was all...
The Nazis were...
Yeah, they were doing all kinds of crazy ass fucking...
Yeah, the Nazis were big into the occult and looking for...
Big into the occult. So sure. The U.S. and Russia both witnessed this stuff when they fought in World War II. And now when the Cold War started, they're like, well, wait a second. Maybe the fucking Nazis were onto something with black magic and the fucking telekinesis and the blah, blah, blah. So word comes out from the Soviet Union. Oh, actually, there's this woman. What the fuck was her name? Nina Kolodzina. Wow, that one really rhymes. And she said that she could fucking stop an animal's beating heart through her telekinesis. And this spread like wildfire. And now the U.S., the CIA is like, well, shit, they got fucking, they can train soldiers that can stop hearts with their minds. So we better start fucking doing some.
Right. Fuck.
So then they
take us out before we get off the cot.
Right. So they start messing around with MK Ultra in the 50s with LSD, and they're trying to unlock this consciousness shit. And so the psychic powers, this is going on from the 50s, 60s, 70s. They're doing this remote viewing program. The Men Who Stared at Goats, this is based on the remote viewing program, Detachment G. And they are the ones that supposedly found the Typhoon submarine by the Soviets through remote viewing. Nobody was there to see it. They were able to confirm it later on, but this remote viewer was able to see this. And I thought this shit had died out in the 90s. But according, and I'm getting this off of Task and Purpose, there's a woman, I can't remember the fucking name. Jacobson, she wrote a book about this. Annie Jacobson. So it was a phenomena. The Secret History of the U.S. Government's Investigations into Extrasensory Perception and Psychokinesis. So she is saying, hey, they're not done with this. Like, they're still doing this research, and they have a $3.9 million program where they're still researching this. So for them to do this from the end of World War II, and it's still continuing today, that tells me that there has to be something, right?
I would think that too, but it's not like our country is known for spending fucking money, a lot of money on something and then scrapping it later. So,
I mean, I guess, but it just seems like an extraordinary amount of effort to continue doing this. I mean, this just, you know, it's just like, fuck. This is a waste of time. Why embarrass ourselves even more? Yeah, let's just scrap this thing. At least that's my thoughts on it. So,
well, yeah, because it's dumb as fuck.
So this institute, it's the Monroe Institute, and this is the one that the Army was attending in the 80s and I believe the early 90s. And what they do basically is they have these training seminars where they train you to use these binaural beats and these techniques in order to separate your consciousness. And if you want to look that up, you can just look it up on the internet.
And you get them for free, just like on YouTube?
Yeah, you can. There's a shit ton on YouTube. They want to sell you for hundreds of dollars.
Here's my thing. What happens if the shit works and you astral project and you can't figure out how to get back?
So you come back. You can't not come back.
Because you can't not come back?
Yeah, because it's you're attached to your body.
The thing is, you just got to take the headphones off. My point, and like Mystic was saying, is how do you really know you're actually... It may feel like you're, you know, you're basically in a meditative state, and it feels like you're at this place you're trying to go to.
Right.
But you already have that notion in your brain.
Well, and so they've actually done some scientific studies on this, and not on the actual projection or whatever, but on the people that were experiencing it. And when they brought them in for scans, they found that a really high number of people that reported that they could do this had psychological
problems,
disorders, like they had a stroke or they had fucking epilepsy or, you know, pretty severe fucking wiring things that were going on in their brains. They also compare this to like near-death experience, like maybe you are not getting any oxygen and shit like that. So it's enough to shift your brain, your consciousness, where here's my theory on this. I think that all they are doing is they are just shifting the perception of how your brain perceives itself. So like VR, for instance, VR is leveraging your brain being convinced by two screens up in front of your eyes and the sound
that you're in,
that you're there. And it's a convincing experience because our brains actually buy into it. And they're like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I think that's what they're doing with your, you can do that with your brain where you can shift your actual perception to kind of like a third person camera and move it
you're
out.
You're freaking me out, man.
But I don't think they actually go there. I think they're just their brain. Everything's in their brain. Like it's just shifting. It's building that model.
It's the thing. Like as a kid, I used to daydream about having like a pair of VR goggles, but instead of VR, what it would be is that I could just put those on and I could fly around the world and look wherever, you know, just like without having to move, but I could, in a sense, astral project anywhere.
No, they just caught being a kid in imagination. I thought I was a superhero and ninja at times.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I wouldn't run into the backyard and imagine I was in a bamboo forest, but that's not actual projecting. That's just me imagining shit.
Right.
No, exactly. Yes.
Well, that's the other argument
too.
Yeah.
But these people are claiming it's real.
Well, here, let me tell you one thing that, you know, this will convince you. So the Monroe Institute has the Dolphin Energy Club. And
we know how you love your dolphins, buddy.
So if you sign up, it's $50 per year. You will receive the audio training things, and they will basically skilled and proven energy healers. Each time DEC receives a support request, a number of members are assigned to focus positive healing energy on that person's behalf at least once during a two-week period. This is a free service for those who request it. So that's fucking retarded. Like that's like I'm going to pray for you, right?
Hey, thoughts and prayers, bro.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
So,
but I've got 2 weeks for my procrastinating ass to fucking send him to you. So
yeah, right.
It's
another that's how long it takes to astral project. It's pretty slow.
Another thing that I saw that was kind of interesting was, in order for this to work, and what they're saying is happening is you're lulling your left side of your brain that normally would filter out a lot of the stuff, a lot of sensory information and the thought that goes through. You're trying to get that filter or remove that filter so that you kind of get into the direct right side of the brain or whatever. I don't know. There's a lot of vibrations. There's fucking extra dimensional fucking beings.
A bunch of neuroscience mumbo jumbo. It's one of those fields just like quantum.
Physics. There's all kinds of quantum physics stuff associated with this.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is that there are some actual things showing that quantum physics is related with the neural network. But nonetheless, though, those are both fields where it's really easy to take those terms and just start making claims.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what
like
these
Deepak
people are doing.
Chopra. Oh, yeah. It's fucking quantum. quantum magic is what make you. You gotta use the quantum magic to make yourself successful and be as rich as me. Making right. up bullshit.
So, if you want to astral project, number one, learn. So this is on WikiHow.
Okay, Mystic. Okay, I'm sorry. Mystic has been way too quiet.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah,
you're bad.
I was shitting. I just got back. You guys didn't even notice I was gone.
Well, I just thought you were super
high. I was kind of wondering, like, boy, you're being very patient to listen to this.
Cause,
like,
I mean, really, yeah,
I quite literally just had to shit my fucking ass off. Like, it was huge.
Ugh. Okay, so if you want to fucking astral project,
yeah.
First, number one, you got to fucking learn about it, which you've already done because you've listened to this fucking podcast.
What just happened to me was not learning.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And fucking buckle up.
This is like the Red Eye Report right here.
Yeah.
All right. So you got to start in the morning. Don't start at fucking night. Wake up in the middle of the morning, like 2 o'clock, and then go back to sleep. So you're disrupting your sleep. All right, it's got to be quiet. Nobody else is in there. You know, you got to be super comfortable. You got to start moving your soul from your body, okay?
So, that is done how? That's the part where
you reach a hypnotic state.
First off, put your guns in the safe. That is not the way you do it.
All right, so you got to approach sleep and then don't lose your fucking consciousness. All right? So keep your eyes closed. And then let your mind wander to a part of your body. Okay? So it can be your hand.
Every time I try that, my hands end up down my pants.
Your foot or your toe.
Yes.
Every time I let
Why wouldn't my mind wander mind there
so
anymore?
So you can visualize stroking your fucking cock. All right? Curling and uncurling. Maybe stick your finger up your butt. Okay? Till it feels like they're...
No, wait, are you actually sticking your finger up your butt, or are you just imagining through your astral projection?
I don't know, dude.
I'd be doing that for real.
Right. I don't know. Okay,
then if you want to really feel it.
Then you fucking broaden your focus, all right? So you got to let your fucking focus expand outside of your body and enter,
just got real weird.
Enter a state of fucking vibration, all right?
Phrasing. Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
So, have your fingers up your butt and start vibrating, and you will fucking astral project, all right?
Jesus Christ.
There you go.
This is how
any questions?
What are we talking about?
Astral projecting.
Do you think that there is any... Huh? Any chance that any of this is legit with all of these people that are saying that they can fucking do this?
There is a chance.
You're right.
There is definitely a possibility.
You gotta leave a slim sliver of chance.
There's a very much smaller percentage of probability, though.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Your evidence is kind of
like, folks, is crazy.
Granted, because I don't know. Do you ever take like those short power naps where you don't, you know, like you try to keep it under a half hour and like you don't quite really like fully deep sleep, but you get that kind of recharge and it's almost like an in between.
Well, that's basically what they want you to do.
It's called snooze.
Yeah, it's a snooze, but I just assume it's just the weird babble in my brain because my brain is full of all kinds of crazy shit. Like, I guess I could just say, yeah, I'm astral projecting.
It is when Einstein said he got his best ideas.
Taking naps?
Yeah, he would sit in a chair and he would hold the weights like in his hands, like little 2-pound weights, like hanging next to him in the chair. So when he fell asleep, they would drop and hit the floor and it'd wake him up.
Oh, really?
So, like,
wow.
Clever.
It's like right on the edge.
Well, he was fucking Einstein, so.
Yeah. Right.
Nice.
But boy, that's like putting yourself in that position of.
Remember when Kramer tried doing it in Seinfeld, though?
No.
He slept only every like 4 hours. He would sleep 20 minutes or something like that.
I think that's a thing, right?
Yeah, it is a thing. Like there was like famous fucking people who did it.
Like Thomas Jefferson or some.
Yeah, some shit back in the day. I don't remember what he said.
Yeah, so I don't know.
No, Mark Twain, I think it was.
Oh, okay.
Famously.
Yeah, I guess I'm skeptical because like for a long time I had night terrors from when I was like 15 and I actually had them into my 20s. And that's when you are in a you're in an awake state and a sleep state at the same time, but you're not paralyzed. So
I've only ever had that once.
I've knocked myself out before because I was running.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, because you're like fucking in whatever the fuck you are imagining.
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah.
David Tao's polyphasic sleep.
Yeah, I don't know what polyphasic sleep is.
Can you expand on that?
Yeah. So we've got somebody in the chat, David in the chat, saying polyphasic sleep. That sounds legit. That sounds like it's off one of these websites.
Like sure, right? That sounds, than we do. That sounds scientific.
Right.
Polyphasic, right?
Yeah. But I think a lot of people that...
just like that geodesic sleep.
They say that they've experienced this or whatever. I think they might be getting into that type of night terror, but not the terror part. Like that's just your adrenaline going. Oh, I guess that's what I was just talking about. There we go.
I don't know. Like you're right though. That actual terror, it was a grizzly bear was attacking my house and was like chasing me up my stairwell of like the house I grew up as a little kid. And I literally was like scrambling over my girlfriend in fucking terror.
Yeah.
And she had to like bring me back to reality. And it's only ever happened once, but, what would have happened if there wasn't someone there with me to like,
right.
I gotta be like, would I have really lost my mind? Like in true terror.
I don't know. There you go.
Never was the same again.
All right. So that's it. Apparently Elon, according to David in the chat, Elon Musk does polyphasic sleep. So that's why that fucker's so smart. So maybe you should be doing it.
He's always working.
Right.
No, polyphasic sleep is going to be how he takes over the world as a supervillain.
He is the world's first supervillain. Nobody sees this shit. Like, I'm serious. He is.
I think. Well, yeah, he might be.
I think he's a swell guy. No, I guess I heard. So, like, rumor is, like, the boss is good friends with David Copperfield.
David Copperfield
has. Yeah. So they've been to David Copperfield's island. He has multiple islands.
David Copperfield has an island?
Oh, it's like multiple islands, like some area.
You can never find him because he makes him disappear all the time.
Well, it's all private, yeah. But nonetheless, like, of course, as David Copperfield, you know, you're hosting and entertaining a lot of famous people. So anyways, like, rumor is that Elon Musk, like, showed up, you know, like, came to his islands and brought his autistic son and just, like, left his autistic son to the staff there, like, take care of him. Like went around and like did whatever Elon Musk things you do, or maybe I don't know. Right. Anyways, it's just like it's this like inner gossip thing. It's like, yeah, Elon Musk totally like just let the staff have to take care of his kid on the private island. It's like it's like this is still happening on a fucking private island of David Copperfield's. It's so ridiculous and absurd. Like whether it's true or not.
My daughter said, Ashtray, you look like every middle school girl that plays basketball.
Nice.
With that headband.
Oh, that's great.
Man.
All right, so we're moving on to the goddamn movie review. We haven't done one of these in, I don't know, 5 years.
I told him.
Long.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He just hasn't come out
but
yet.
But he is willing to learn.
What movie were we supposed to watch? I didn't get this.
Fuck it. What?
Yeah,
Godzilla versus Kong, dude.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you fucking watch it or what?
Yes, I watched it, but I didn't see the text about it. I mute you motherfuckers constantly because y'all.
I did the same.
All right, so
and I don't backtrack.
Godzilla versus Kong. It is currently on fucking HBO Max. You can watch it in the theater, apparently. Yeah, Godzilla and King Kong
for
fight each other.
For senior citizens who go there, partying it up.
Right. So, yeah. What did you guys think of the movie?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I guess, like, in it not getting to the story, you know, the characters were just there to explain, like, why is this fight happening here?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, get down
to the movie was planned around the five fights that they had or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yep. Man, I guess I really liked that they kind of, the, you know, it's all CG, but they had, it is almost like they had the kind of same weight and movements of like the classic film monsters, like big lumbering, you know, fucking monsters that really, there's no grace at all. Like they're just literally, like they were
just mowing shit over.
I'm like, yes, he just body slammed. I'm like, yeah, nice. He just body slammed, but he killed like 18 million people.
Yeah. Right.
I when you see Superman fight fucking Zod.
I love that fight.
Fucking $70 billion worth of damage or some shit. You know what I mean? Right, like, I mean, just destroying skyscrapers.
Yeah. So the fights in this were really good, and I have to say the CG, like the animation in terms of like the movement of the characters, when Kong, especially when he lands a fucking punch, like it's like watching two people fucking punch each other.
On the skyscraper, or I mean not skyscraper, the aircraft carrier.
Yeah, that shit was pretty good. It was kind of annoying, though, because they were setting up the fights, but first the movie felt the need to explain things.
Yes.
But the explanation was like, I don't fucking care about, like, that's so stupid. Like, do something cool with your explanation.
Well, my thing about this, the explanations were all open for, I feel like there's gonna be like two more of these movies. Especially with the way they left the ending and the
scenario type
thing.
Yeah.
They're making good money, like, because I think this had an earlier release in Asia. It's already rolling in the bucks.
Right. Right.
Isn't this the third one in the movies line?
It is the third one, yeah.
Third one in the Godzilla line.
It's the third one in the Kong one, too. Isn't it Skull Island?
Skull Island, Godzilla, King of Monsters, and then...
Wait, now, was the first Kong Peter Jackson's?
Yeah, that was a shitty one. It was a remake of the other one. It was like a remake of the original.
No, wait, was there a Kong... So there's Kong Skull Island, is that... Because that's kind of that's whole separate of Peter Jackson's, right?
Yeah. Well, they did a whole reboot, Kong Skull Island. Well, that was the first one. Then King Kong, the Kingdom of Monsters came out. And then this one came out.
I guess I didn't realize Skull Island was like the first one of the reboot. Gotcha.
Well, there you go. How many fucking bongs would you give it?
I'd give it all the bongs I got.
Out of what?
Out of five.
Out of five? Okay. I'd give it 3.5 out of 3.5 out of out of five. Because the little girl running all around town and shit, running all around the world without her dad. I understand giant monsters fighting each other. It's unrealistic. But this little white bitch should have died a bunch of times.
Yeah. Yeah, you do have to suspend that reality. It's just
come on.
And it's like, how did you get here?
Yeah.
I also think they picked the final fight place. I think they picked that country because there's just like so many of them. They're like, yeah, we can lose a bunch of them. Nobody cares.
Yeah. Kind of like Lovecraft and
they,
country.
Yeah. And then they
were
find
all
each
over the United States like that.
Yeah.
3.5. Teddy gives it. Ashtray.
I'll give it 4 bongs.
4 bongs.
Jesus Christ.
Yep.
You're all fucked in the head, dude. maybe got a 1.5.
Oh,
are you
man.
Kidding?
That bad? You didn't enjoy the fight?
Wow. Dude, I don't give a fuck about. Are you kidding? Is that all you got?
That's all we want.
In 2021, bring some more shit, dude.
That is all
like
we want.
What?
That's a fucking fight.
Monsters have been fighting for fucking... I just don't get it.
I don't get people's obsession.
I have watched it. Dude, I don't get people's obsession with fucking...
Oh, you're weird.
You are
just fight movies. It's like when people say, oh, I used to watch that show because that chick was so hot. Really? You can go online and see hot chicks. Why are you wasting your time watching shit like this?
Because it's Godzilla, motherfucker.
It's so dumb. Like the fucking...
It's just so thrown together.
The only thing that could have made this worse is if Michael Bay had made it. That's how fucking bad this is, dude.
I thought Michael Bay did make it.
Like when he fucking lands that fucking ship on Kong's chest to like restart his fucking... heart, and then he like hits the button and runs like he's gotta be somewhere real quick.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden he's on the ground, dude. Kong laying down is 30 fucking stories high. How'd you get down?
Right.
Like, what are we doing here?
I assume he just like slid down his fucking cock or something.
I mean, really? Hit you right on that foreskin, bro.
You gotta suspend.
It's a nostalgic thing. Also, I mean, these are monsters.
1.5 purely on computer graphics. Because the movie
was salty.
Movie was fucking horrible.
Okay, so how many bongs?
1.5. That's
1.5.
All right, I'll do 3.
Jesus.
I just wanted to, I enjoyed the fights, but I wanted them to go batshit crazy with the story where you're just like, what? What the fuck?
I guess what would be batshit crazy?
I don't know. Like something that I would.
Godzilla was a batshit crazy.
He wants an M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes, I want something fucking crazy, dude.
There's a hole to the city of the earth now.
Yeah,
it's not batshit crazy enough for you.
There is, and there's like more shit in there. Instead of a magma center, there's like a world inside the earth.
Okay, so let me ask you a question: where does the sunlight come from?
Inside the center of the earth.
Inside the no.
Yeah, true. I was wondering that.
It was magma up at the top in clouds that came. That's what the sunlight came from.
Okay. And it just happens to look like a sun.
Because remember it did in the clouds. It did. Look, well, you can't explain something cool though.
We're discussing realism, dude. He charged an axe in the ground.
That's true. Yeah, fucking Kong found this like ancient axe that was his, you know, birthright or whatever.
Fuck yeah.
And it became a thing. So yeah, it don't matter. Like, we don't have to. Who gives a fuck where the sun came from down there? They don't need the sun.
That's what I mean. When they made that, like, I guarantee you someone was like, dude, where's the sun coming from? And the director was like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because people are just here for the fights.
Right.
And the fights were good. Okay. So.
Yeah, they were good. They were fun to watch. But.
Right. Yep.
Okay. Next up, we have What's Sexy? And I'm up first with a 1440p monitor. I finally got into the 1440p game. 27 inch LG GL850. So a 1440p monitor is in between 1080 and a 4K. So it's a 2K television.
They have 2Ks?
Okay. Yeah. And so it's not as demanding on your computer as 4K is, because 4K is still demanding even with like the top cards right now, especially with all the bells and whistles going.
It just draw like so much processing power and energy.
I mean, 4 times the amount of pixels if you are going from 1080, twice as many pixels than a 2K. And I've got to tell you, I've been running 1080 for monitors for a long time. After I got this, I was like, fuck, these other monitors look like fucking stone tablets or some shit. It's so sharp. The picture is sharp. It's G-Sync 144 hertz, and it just looks fucking gorgeous.
Have you played any Xbox games on it? Because they had some update or whatever. We're supposed to support that that 1440 or whatever it is.
Yeah. So I haven't played any Xbox games like with my Series X, but I've been playing Game Pass games on my PC. I've been playing Crysis 2 lately, which for a game that's 9 years old, that fucking looks...
The game is awesome.
It's awesome.
The game is awesome. It's fucking awesome.
Great
good.
Game. So on
that's
game
only
Pass,
9 years old? Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
I thought it was
Crysis 2, not the first one.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Game Pass.
Wasn't there Crysis 3 too?
Yeah, there is.
There was, yes.
I don't know if it was any good as well.
I think they would have learned from the first two.
About what?
Did Crysis 2 have multiplayer?
Not to have a crisis anymore.
Oh. So yeah, fucking if you're looking for a 1440 monitor, a 2K monitor that looks really good, look into the LG 27GL850B.
So, all right.
Excellent.
Write that down.
Right. Write it down. Next up we have
Close
Mystic. Mystic with Trailer Park Boys Jail.
Well, not just that, just a SwearNet in general. It was way cheaper than I thought. It's only $20 a year or like $2 a month. So if you pay by the month, it'll be 24, or you can buy a whole thing for $19.99. But they have a good amount of content for $20, man, on there. Go to swearnet.com, check it out. It's good to see live action Trailer Park Boys again, even though it's fucking retarded shit. But that's the whole fun of it.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake, Terry.
Jail's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And a lot of really good, like different series and stuff with characters that are not from Trailer Park Boys. Like they're in their network or whatever, their universe, which
right.
I had no idea about them. All right. Next up, we have Teddy Invincible.
Invincible is a cartoon that is on Amazon Prime right now. It's based off an actual comic book by Robert Kirkman. This guy co-created The Walking Dead. He did some work on X-Men Ultimate, and he did Marvel Zombies for Marvel Comics. It's kind of, if you think kind of like The Boys, but a comic, there's kind of like, it's based in a universe where you have a kind of a play on the Justice League, a Superman character, Batman, all these characters. Superman's son gets his powers finally, and he starts to become a superhero also. It's fucking awesome. It is bloody and gory. And it's funny. So, yeah, check it out.
All right, cool. Invincible on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
All right, we have, next up, we have fucking Ashtray. Work is flowing again.
Yeah, you could tell, like, I think with this, the stimulus and with the vaccines, like, people are, money's flowing. Anyways, selling lots of lighters and magnets, and I'm also doing freelance work. Picked it up, so it's good to see like people are fucking spending money and keeping it flowing, because I get some of it.
Yeah, well, you can tell things are picking up because this week I have been caught in two fucking traffic jams. So people are fucking driving again and going to work at regular hours and things like that.
Some bitch.
Traffic flow is getting back to what it used to be. Yeah, it was nice for a year. You had, like, here on the Beltline, you never really got stuck.
It was better during the lockdown. I wasn't riding for a while, and I made it from my town to Nashville in, like, 15 minutes. I was speeding so fucking fast. Right. No cops, no cars. It was like kind of like a zombie apocalypse. Mm-hmm. Nobody around.
Oh, we could only hope.
Yeah.
I have it. Maybe
but
next
it's
time.
It's nice to see that, granted, now this goes right into, like, I haven't done it yet, but because I think you guys would kill me, but modern monetary theory, concept of that, which is basically what we're doing now, is like the Fed saying, well, we need basically print more money, put more money in the system, but we're at least putting it. Instead of doing this trickle down, we are putting it right into the pockets of regular people to go out and spend it. How long we can do that?
At Amazon.
I don't know, but it's nice to see people spending money here on the local level.
Should watch John
Oliver's. Shit getting busy
in
the sign shop.
John Oliver's two shows ago, he did a show about the debt. Mm. And it's really good.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he probably talks about the modern monetary.
Yeah. Thing. Basically, yeah.
Because like,
when you said that, that's what I thought of.
The only way to, as like, that is essentially what we're doing. And some of it makes sense. It's basically, it's like totally flipping the way you think of it. Like, the national debt isn't necessarily the national debt. The national debt that keeps going up is actually just like how much money we've printed in the history of our country.
SpaghettiOs. I'm kidding. It's some risotto.
All right, next up. We've got the fuck what you think section. This is where we tell you to go fuck yourself and what we hate in the world right now. Teddy, constitutional carry law. Uh-oh, fucking government.
Where anyone 21 and up can carry a gun without a permit. I'm a gun owner. Oracle's a gun owner. We went through 8-hour course. I still go through training at the range. I go to the range constantly. I don't carry my gun around with me. I keep it in my safe. I feel like with this law, they're kind of like forcing me to carry a gun.
Mm.
Because these Tennesseans are stupid. They're idiots, and I don't understand why people are against licensing of any sort or training or knowledge. I don't know what the South has.
Oh, yeah.
Against, like,
oh yeah,
that's
like
what knowledge. It should be.
It's. I mean, yeah. With it's just so goddamn.
Especially
stupid.
A lot of accidents would be avoided with more knowledge and training.
Right. Oh yeah.
Dude. But also think if they had a licensing regimen or something that where you had to go through training, it would weed out a lot of people.
Yeah.
Exactly. It would make me feel safer.
It basically
knowing that
it should be like a hunter people, safety, but you're not going out like hunting per se.
Right.
So it's like all the gun safety part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know,
I don't even understand why we're debating this.
Right. Well,
we obviously need to train people to use weapons. They're just as dangerous as a fucking car. You have to have a license to do that.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I fucking have made these exact points that you're saying on this fucking page that was talking about gun control. And this dude fucking lost his shit. Like, yeah. He fucking lost his mind and he's like unhinged, looks me up on the internet, you know, and he's like talking about my personal details and saying like, you're a sheep, I'm a sheep dog and all this fucking crazy ass shit. And I was like, dude... you are the person that's screaming and raving about keeping your guns and you sound like a fucking psycho right now. Like you are the person that I do not want to have guns because you sound like the guy that will go into a Walmart and fucking shoot it up. Cause you're fucking off your rocker.
Cause you're pissed off.
I went to the,
feel like the world's out to get you.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck, man? Like chill out.
Yeah. Well, I went to the range today and the guy who taught me my class, he was a cop. They think it's a dumb idea. They think it's a horrible idea to just let anybody over 21 carry a gun.
Yeah.
There's gonna be it's a fucking
what could possibly
horrible
go wrong,
idea,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. We're gonna be having this debate for a while, I'm sure. Do you think that there will be more gun control measures that come down the... Is there going to be pushback from the gun control side? And are they going to keep on pushing that?
There's always going to be pushback. There's a big fear. Everybody keeps telling me fucking get bit by... one of my guns has 30-round magazine. The other one has 15.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, get your magazines now because you're going to confiscate them. I'm like, how are they... I doubt they're going to go door-to-door and confiscate your fucking magazines, bro.
Don't say you doubt, Teddy. They're not going to go door to door and confiscate magazines. Right. That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Right.
People have an argument. We're going to come take your guns. Shut the fuck up.
Right. Well, I mean, fucking it's great. Rednecks. Fucking gun sales are the highest they've ever been, you know, and they just keep on saying that. Like,
feed that shit. Right. They feed the fucking retards.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I need to go buy some more guns.
Well, especially when there's a Democrat in office.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Next up, we've got Mystic with CGI. Stop it.
So we're going back to King or Kong versus fucking Godzilla. Just stop.
Dude, you
stop really CGI, can't. Dude. We don't need it anymore. Like, yeah, we can make it look cool. Cool. I get it. Like, you know, it's shiny and cool looking and shit. Right. Like Transformers did that fucking 15 years ago. But like, see, if that's all your movie has, why are you putting money into it? Just fucking make a good movie.
Well, you know can't what I mean? Do a giant people gorilla and see a giant lizard fighting each other without CGI.
Then don't do a giant gorilla and a giant lizard.
What? Don't make them so practical versus Kong? Yeah, God, you fucking dramatic.
I don't like CGI shit, dude. I don't like it.
I do have to say, even because I watched Avatar for the first time like 2 months ago. And
with 3D glasses?
No, not without 3D or without 3D.
Well, it's fucking a jerk off session then if you want, but like if you see it in the theater, like
what?
It's like a
I think we're talking about two different things right now.
We're talking about Avatar, the James Cameron movie, not right, Avatar the porn parody. Okay.
Right. No, I know it's not the porn parody, but I'm saying like not experiencing it in the theater and then like just seeing it like at home on the screen, that's like masturbating compared to sex.
Okay.
What?
That makes a little bit more sense than what you're...
Did you see it in the theaters?
No, I fucking just saw it 2 months ago.
I know you didn't
ago.
Say it, but I'm asking Teddy because he's still confused by my comparison. Teddy, did you see it in the theaters?
Yes, I did see it in the theaters.
Yeah? Now, would you say if you saw it just on a TV screen, not that impressive?
I watch it at home on my 3D TV also.
Yeah, you have a 3D TV. You don't. That's my whole point.
Okay, this is fucking retarded. Yes. What I was trying to say was Avatar, which was supposed to be, you know, fucking the most amazing thing, for the most part, CG held up. But the horses looked like fucking some PS2 level fucking shit.
Yeah.
Like their animations were so bad.
You weren't watching it in 3D, that's why.
Dude, it looks like fucking
shut
shit.
Up.
My whole point.
What I'm saying is practical effects will hold the test of time. Like the original Star Wars that came out. That still looks cool in 2021.
Like the Mandalorian is going back to those roots.
Right. And CG never
and it's
fucking
so much
holds
better.
Up. Right. CG never holds up. So you're going to.
And I get that you can't do Kong versus Godzilla without
no,
CG.
Don't. No, you don't.
But if but if you're going to do it, make a fucking story that goes with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't
did.
Have
it's called
to just.
A movie.
Well, like, Guillermo del Toro likes to do where he like. You make a physical creature, but you can use some CG effects on that physical.
Right.
Like, what do you mean by make a story with it?
He's just upset that there's not a good story.
They threw the fucking story just to like explain where they were gonna fight next.
Exactly. That's my whole point. That's why it was good.
Oh my God!
It doesn't matter. We're not looking
you
for
and
a story.
You and I look for different
it's fucking
things.
Fucking Godzilla! We're just looking for fucking fights. That's all it was supposed to be.
Cool, man. You take
yeah,
it.
You
got
I think
it.
I think you went into this with like way too high hopes of this movie.
Yeah,
like I knew the story was gonna be shit. Like I watched it at work. All right, I was pausing it. Like it was fucking yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like I watched it while I was working on stuff, too.
I wanted it to be enjoyable, I guess.
It was enjoyable.
You're wanting too much out of it.
Yeah, a giant radioactive lizard fighting a giant monkey, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't expect to cry at the end. It was
all right.
Like, there was a like Atlantic article about someone who was just like, yeah, I'm sick of all the Downer movies. This is what I want. Like, two you fucking big, dumb monsters. And the story is like just there to like explain why this is happening and get on
like
with
a true American.
Right. Yep.
Big dumb fucking monsters fighting
big,
each other.
Dumb fucking
4th of July.
All right.
Extreme.
Next up, we have me. By the way, you might be on the street sucking stinky old man dick. So landlord at our apartment comes in, or sends a text and they're like, hey, can I do a walkthrough? This was, last week. So they come in and, we don't have a problem with the walkthrough. We've got nothing to fucking hide here. And they're just like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm going to sell the place. You have to move out in a month and a half. And it's just like,
serious?
What the fuck? You said nothing about this.
Damn.
This is your fucking walkthrough? And they're like, well, maybe there's a chance that I'll sell it, and then they'll just keep on renting it to you. But it's like, yeah, I'm not. You can't even communicate properly. How the fuck are you going to close a deal on selling a fucking this shithole or whatever. So anyway, I'm going to have to find a new apartment, new place. And it's just like, what the fuck? Like, and they're like,
what?
Oh, but I kept your rent so low and I'm sick. I got to get out of this. I can't do it. You understand, right? And it's like, if you wouldn't have come here, if we wouldn't have agreed to this walkthrough, would you have just let our rent expire at the our lease expire, and then we just wouldn't have a place to fucking live? I mean, what the fuck?
Wait, you don't renew your lease every year?
Well, we do, and we thought that was the plan, but no.
But the guy says selling the place.
Yeah,
remember?
They're selling
pay
it.
Pay attention.
The,
pay attention, Ashtray.
Well, yeah, I guess like, well, shit, man, that sucks, but
at least it's a month and a half and not fucking
the thing is
week.
Right.
Yeah, he should have
and with all the COVID evictions, bro, you should have no problem finding a good spot.
Yeah, right.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
especially
it sucks
hit downtown.
Sucks to say
the thing is though, they can't evict from COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there are rental protection laws right now. And actually that's one thing that I was talking to another guy about this, and he said that's what a lot of landlords are doing because they cannot evict people that aren't paying rent, and that's how they get their money.
Oh, they sell it to somebody and then fucking gotcha.
Yeah, so fucking lame.
So how long, you say? A month and a half?
Month and a half, so we'll see.
Fuck,
see what
man.
Buy an RV, dude.
That's...
I'm not buying a damn RV.
No, but moving sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
Red eye report on the road.
Right?
Especially if you live with someone else, too.
House. All right.
Y'all should
go tiny
trailer
house parks in Rhode Island?
I'm sure there are trailer parks. They're probably like little tiny things. Like
yeah,
little
just little like airstreams, little silver airstreams and shit. That's as big as the trailers are.
All right. We've got Ashtray with J&J vaccine.
The old Johnson & Johnson. Jerkoff and Jerry. Ah.
Hey well, guys, we got a vaccine too.
Oh, well, the thing is, it's they've had what 7 million doses,
mm-hmm.
Of that, and it's now seven.
Right, seven people have clots.
Seven experiences of clotting. One
that's
was fatal.
That's out of like 3 million, right?
Yeah,
seven
millions.
Million.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
out of the
I
millions,
mean,
but yeah, it's like, and you
rare,
take
but...
the odds of, because that's the whole point of COVID, is clotting. Usually it's clotting of the lungs, or it's something that's clotting at other places, but,
right.
You know, like, the odds of you getting clotting from getting COVID, like,
are like 9 to 10 times higher.
Yeah. Hopefully it's just a short pause, but the problem was this, the J&J was supposed to be making it easier for like rural people because you just get it once, or like just trying to make people who are kind of reluctant because you have to actually like go to them to vaccinate them because they're not going to get off their ass and make an appointment.
Yeah, and there was a an effort last week to get Black and Latino people vaccines, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine in the neighborhood that I work in. So I've got these people on the list, and then they got the Johnson & Johnson, and then I get a text today, and they're like, oh, I can't come to class because I'm going to the doctor because I'm freaked out about the blood clots. And it's like, God damn it.
Oh, man, your doctor is going to be like, get the fuck out of here.
Right. It's like...
Like, what's the doctor going to tell you?
Exactly. 7 out of 7 million people or whatever the fuck. Like, it's going to be fine. And it's...
Right, take an aspirin. Yeah. Blood out.
Right, that's the thing. It's like somebody...
Drink a bottle of wine.
Take control of the goddamn narrative. Like, seriously, why do these things go spiral out of control or whatever? Fucking have somebody that is reputable or whatever say, like, no, hey, think about this. It's only
seven.
The
thing is, there are more people out there. There are more people out there that are so confident in other people's opinions or their own and that are not informed that they, you know,
it won't matter. That's the thing. Like, it's been so long that people like intelligent doctors like Dr. Fauci have been discredited by fucking idiots who have journalism degrees. It's been so long that people no longer fucking listen.
Right.
Yeah.
To people of authority, the people that fucking know what the fuck they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, they just believe it's all fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And if it's all bullshit, then I can believe in anything.
You can fucking even astral project, dude.
That's what they don't, that's what they don't realize. Why they believe in fucking QAnon and shit.
All right. There you go. That's fucking show. Because
why not?
Why not? And that's the lesson for today. Why not?
Why not? Two words for you, folks.
that's only a question. That's only a question white people can say. Yeah, why not?
Why not? I should make a T-shirt that just says that. Why not?
People like, why not? Well, because I get shot, motherfucker. That's why.
Yeah, right? Shot, jail.
Yeah. All right. In all seriousness, go fuck yourself, interdimensional beings. That's our show. We're going to be here every Wednesday or Thursday night at 10 p.m. Central. Make sure you join the conversation at theredeyereport.com or facebook.com/redeyereport. You can twiddle us at redeye_report. Like us, share us, fuck us. We're down for whatever. I'm Oracle.
This is Ashtray.
I'm Mystic, I guess.
You guess?
I don't know where to go anymore. I don't know what order to go in.
He was astral projecting into his own ass.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
And this is the
I always make it too dark and sexual. I don't get what...
Me?
It's y'all, you freak me out.